And thank you.
And thank you. That was You're Welcome from Disney's Moana, composed, written by maybe the greatest modern classical musical mind, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
I didn't know it was composed by Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who's the greatest musical mind of all time.
Well, if you've listened to this show before, you know that we like to go out with a bit of a bang.
Yes.
It is 1:58 on WMFO in Medford. I am DJ Rizzle King.
And I am DJ Slips. Thank you for listening. Come back next week, 1 p.m. on Wednesday. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to WMFO!
from 93.
I be cool, blues in session, but I'm fresh. Rapping, so I take time off to never rhyme. So I'm off on my own shit with my own clique. Romany back rows with a festo in blunt. Folding runs, holding stunts, captain with my persona. Plus a bar, testing. Niggas is testing my patience, but I stay fresh and
resting at the mall. Attendance on door, but I am shopping for my winter exploits. A few fits, some new kicks. I often do this cause it's the pits not being dipped. Flip the flyer, attire female desire. Baby, you can step to this if you admire. The extraordinary dapper rapper. Keep tabs on your main squeeze before I tap.
I'm Macca, attacker with the smoothness. I do this, keep it what my crew gets. Loot, props, respect, and blunts to pass. Crews talk shit, but in my face they kiss my ass. Man, they buy flows, but we make up new ones. If you really know, I ain't your sign yet. What I get, my loot from Jive Zomba, I'm a bomb, yeah. You will see from now to infinity.
Ah, this yeah. is how we chill from 93 till.
This is how we chill from 93 till.
Huh. This is how we chill from 93 till.
Yeah, this is how we chill from 93 till.
Yeah. This is how we chill from 93 till.
This is how we chill from 93 till.
Yeah, this is how we chill from 93 till.
This is how we chill from 93 till.
Just cooling out, you know what I'm saying?
But
who's chilling around the land, you know?
Yo, who's chilling? I think I know who's chilling.
Yeah, tell me who's chilling in that
place. Yo, casual.
Yo, Pat Love, he gotta be chillin'.
Jay Biz, you know he's chillin'.
Hey, yo, man, my man Snoop is chillin', man.
Yo, Mike G, you know he's here chillin'.
Yeah, my man Mike P, you know we gotta chillin'.
Yo, the funky Homo sapien is chillin'.
Hey, my man Domino, yo, he's chillin'.
Hello.
Da-da-da-da.
Mic test, 1, 2. Hey.
Hey.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Stop what you're doing.
Girl,
this is DJ Happy Tear Wipe
like
on the show today with
DJ Crunchy Beef Taco.
Hey, she's
Taco
in crunchy
Bell
mood
Express.
Today. Feeling crunchy.
No softies in
Mm-mm,
the
no.
studio.
Crunchy and delightful. After a full night's sleep, not a moment of unrest, waiting for you guys here to join us in the studio for our infamous broadcast of today's finest hits, the hits of
and
yesterday's favorites.
Hits as well.
The hits of yesterday's favorites, you know, yesterday's favorite people in society.
Maybe some classical.
Their hits.
You know.
Some classical, yeah, yeah.
Who knows? You never know with us. But yeah, opening with our classic 93 till.
93 till infinity.
The Souls of Mischief. I identify with that a little bit.
Yeah, I'm curious. I'm curious, DJ Happy Tear Wave. How do you think they chill from 93 till? And could you parallel that with, like, your own proclivity towards chilling? And, like, how do you chill from 2018 till?
Oh, wow. Getting to it. Well, I think that song was supposed to be, it seems, from their lyrics about how they chill. And, you know, it's so funny because I don't often, like, pay that close attention to lyrics. So I'm going to go off more, like, the vibe of the song, which is very bounce off each other. Like, everyone's kind of just, like, rocking back and forth, throwing things at each other. And I feel like that's a nice way to chill, is when you're with your homies and you're just like, ah, this is what I'm feeling. Like, kind of first thought, initial reaction to something, and then they react, and there's kind of just a nice composition going of conversation. And I think that's a nice way to chill, where you don't feel pressure to, like, come up with, like, a conclusion. Often I feel like we have that pressure to, like, kind of know a formulated thought. So I felt that in this song a little bit. They're just like from 93 to, and they're just bouncing. But yeah, Haley, DJ Beef Taco, my bad, not Haley. how do you chill in this day and age? It's kind of hard sometimes. Tufts, the general political climate, other pressures, other things going on. But yeah, give us some feedback.
Yeah. Well, I think I speaking to what you just mentioned, it just reminds me of a conversation that I had the other day where I made an assertion that in order to know what you want to do, Or in order, so there are two important questions. What do you want to do and who do you want to do it with? And my assertion was that you can't answer the second without knowing the first. So you can't find the people for the job before you know what the job is. And my trusty conversational partner, DJ Papa Mystery, who may guest in on our show sometime, said that that wasn't true, that you can indeed find the people with whom you then want to find the next thing. And I think that that dynamic you're talking about, where you just let one thing kind of enter into the next, one stratosphere break through to the next atmospheric level of chillin', in a way that's not structured around a particular agenda. How do I chill in this present environment? Some chill practice that I've been getting myself into lately is putting myself in situations that make me really uncomfortable, such as some classroom environments where I don't feel entirely prepared for the discussion at hand, but the impetus is to be prepared for the discussion at hand and conduct said discussion. And even if I've adequately done the readings or thought about the subject, sometimes this like sense of incompetency or a lack of awareness will sweep over me. And I've responded to that in the past in very unchill ways, such as disappearing under the metaphorical table and taking leave mentally. And the way that I chill now is to recognize the abject terror that those moments can bring me and allow it to flood through my chest and just experience it. So that's how I'm chilling in this day and age for right now. I also like to go for runs. Yeah, I like to go for runs. That's probably more chill than the first answer.
But. Yeah, it's funny though. It seems like it's a chain reaction. Like once you throw, you were mentioned throwing yourself into these situations that make you uncomfortable, but so it is contributing to what will hopefully maybe be the end goal of just more comfort and comfort with yourself in these situations. I can definitely identify with that though. Like everything, I feel like in like there are many parts of me that like resist these uncomfortable situations, especially in situations where I have to speak my opinion and I have to speak up. Maybe I'm not fully, going back to kind of what I was talking about before, have a fully formed thought, but like that can be a really scary situation, especially in competitive environments. I mean, Tufts, we kind of pride ourselves on being a less competitive school, but that I think that's there's still a lot of intellectual competition here.
And the battle against yourself.
And the battle against yourself, yeah. There's a lot of things going on, but I like to think that if you make it a habit of testing yourself, that it can eventually become just a natural, more natural, yeah, chill thing. But yeah. Also, DJ Beef Taco and I have also been meditating. Haley or DJ Beef Taco a little more than me, but for a longer time. But I would say that's that's more of a life, an entire life mentality affecting more than just your chill and your chill states, but your whole way of life. But
oh yeah,
that has been great.
Yeah, yep. And gotta give awareness a little shout out.
Yeah, we actually we saw a Buddhist nun. We saw a Buddhist nun speak at Tufts, and I would love to go into that, but
yeah, we did see a Buddhist nun speak, and we can get to the music here in a minute, but something that was pretty interesting about this particular person was that she was actually she was born in Taiwan and then came to university in the United States in 1992, maybe a little bit later than that, I'm not quite sure. No, it was later. It was much later. Forgive me, I'm messing up the details here, but she came to the United States and was a student at Wellesley College during George Bush's presidency, so was very active in protests against the Iraq War, and finished her education in sociology and women's studies before deciding to become a Buddhist nun. So many paths out there for those of the Buddha mind, but I think... Yeah. We're just about ready to check out some of today's tracks.
All right, yeah, we'll switch it over to the tunes.
Spinning in the stratosphere, yeah,
And, okay, so, yeah, so I guess I'll throw on the next tune. When I was thinking about what I wanted to play, I felt very influenced by the weather in the moment, so I think we'll hear some slower piano songs in there, but, yeah. I'll put on I was feeling King Krewl today, so I'll put on a track by King Krewl. Yeah.
What is there to say when in front of you there lays a strong mast to pave your way? Now shattered lost shapes of grey. I guess I missed her, this overgrown sister, with no cement in the mixture. Well, let me paint this dark picture. They weren't men, they were duds. There was blood fed and fogs wet her heart. And now she's laying in the dark, in a pool of filth. I found a body in the dark. Find a body in the dark. I guess it's my turn to burn through the rest of these funny days. I stress when my turn to earn you a better life runs astray. Well, I can't say what's right, but understand the pain that enslaves. It hasn't hit me as easily as some might say. We will find a day to slip away. You pour your heart, your aching soul. Well, I'll stay bold. Look for the times you took to hold my naked soul. Deep sea diver, born skyper, 2 month fiver, I've hurt everyone but you. I see things simple, but it only rekindles dark shades of blue. And it's the darkest shade of blue. It's the darkest shade of blue. I guess it's my turn to burn through the rest of these funny days. I stress when my turn to earn you a better life runs astray. I can't say what's right, but understand the pain that enslaves. It hasn't hit me as easily as some might say. It hasn't hit me in the same way. It hasn't hit me. It hasn't hit me, but I still feel the pain. It hasn't hit me, there was not much more to say. It hasn't has this hit, has this hit. Has this hit.
Okay, that was Bathed in Dark by King Krule. A little dark there. He's like, I found a body in the dark. Hopefully some metaphorical expression of feeling.
I do anything.
Oh, Hale, you're not on yet.
In the dark. In the dark. I do anything for you. In the dark.
I kind of reminded me of that song. Beautiful one by Frank Ocean. And speaking of songs that remind you about the weather, we had this crazy, warmish, misty day yesterday where it was cold in lower elevations, and then moving up to different parts of campus reminded me of climbing a mountain of sorts. And you could see the mist in the valley, and it was just sort of warm, but not quite, where spring can't decide if it's quite ready to come out of its shell. So we're going to bring you one from Mr. Stan Getz, the legend. This is Misty.
That was Mr. Stan Getz, the man, the myth, the legend, and that was Misty off of Jazz Now, number 14. And we've been looking through Stan Getz's discography a little bit this morning, and it is endless. He played so much music, and I think what's beautiful about the saxophone is that you can record yourself warming up and it already sounds like a song. So Mr. Stan Getz, one of the greatest tenor saxophonists of all time, and really an American hero, in my mind at least, except for the abusive behavior towards his wife and children. So sad how oftentimes popular heroes in one aspect are villains in the other. Not to trivialize or try to pigeonhole the narrative of somebody else's life into tropes, but really is interesting. So that was it from Stan Getz for now. Fantastic album, by the way, if you ever need a pick me up. There's another couple great numbers on there, but we wanted to delve into a little bit of history, as you may have been hearing about if you are tuned into the world other than WMFO today. You may know that it is the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So,
So I think today it's nice to remind ourselves of all the work that Dr. King put in, and just kind of like, again, the series of events that he kind of sparked in the equal rights movement. So we're gonna just take a moment to kind of appreciate Dr. King here today in the studio. We actually have a little clip.
He was a radical.
He was a radical.
He was not, you cannot whitewash him. You can. And I think my entire elementary school education was when, any Dr. Martin Luther King aspects of my elementary school education were filled with the whitewash narrative of nonviolent protest. But he was indeed a radical, influenced by socialist Marxist thought, and very much had his success due to collaboration with leftist organizations. So do your history, do your homework, and we're gonna play a little excerpt from the speech when Robert Kennedy shocked the United States with the news of Martin Luther King's death. So not to bring it to you heavy today, but that's just the way history was written.
Oh, it's an ad.
No ads. Please, no ads. No ads.
No
signs, please.
This is it, actually. All right.
I have some very sad news for all of you, and that is that Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. Martin Luther King dedicated his life to love and to justice between fellow human beings. He died in the cause of that effort. In this difficult day, in this difficult time for the United States, it's perhaps well to ask what kind of a nation we are and what direction we want to move in. For those of you who are black, considering the evidence evidently is that there were white people who were responsible, you can be filled with bitterness and with hatred and a desire for revenge. We can move in that direction as a country in greater polarization. Black people amongst blacks and white amongst whites, filled with hatred toward one another. Or we can make an effort, as Martin Luther King did, to understand and to comprehend and replace that violence, that stain of bloodshed that is spread across our land, with an effort to understand compassion and love. For those of you who are black and are tempted to be filled with hatred and mistrust of the injustice of such an act against all white people, I would only say that I can also feel in my own heart the same kind of feeling. I had a member of my family killed, but he was killed by a white man. But we have to make an effort in the United States. We have to make an effort to understand, to get beyond or go beyond these rather difficult times. My favorite poem, my favorite poet was Aeschylus. He once wrote, "Even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart, until in our own deep despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God." What we need in the United States is not division. What we need in the United States is not hatred. What we need in the United States is not violence and lawlessness, but is love and wisdom and compassion toward one another. Feeling of justice toward those who still suffer within our country, whether they be white or whether they be black.
Okay. So that was, we had Robert Kennedy speaking, just trying to share his remorse and also his own experience with loss, and kind of started talking a bit about just kind of what Dr. King stood for, and just trying to find compassion even between groups and among people who have very, very different outlooks on the world. And you know, I think he started touching on that. Yeah, I just wanted to read a quick quote by Dr. King. "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." And I think that kind of gets at what he represented. And I think it's important to remember that, you know, that's timeless. That's something we all need to remind ourselves, is that when we start blaming and pushing away and spreading anger, we're only polarizing ourselves. And I think that it's important, yeah, to remind ourselves of that. But
yeah, and how timely this historical reminder in an era where black men get killed by white men, especially powerful white men, all the time. Just, what was it, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, Stephon Clark, Sacramento, killed in his front yard holding his phone that police officers mistook for a gun. And when Robert Kennedy speaks about the work that America needs to do, the effort that needs to be put forth to realize this this more compassionate vision. Just reminded of, in some senses, yes, how far we've come since that time, thanks to the work of Dr. Martin Luther King and hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of others whose names will never bear the fame that his does. But to feel the pain of the present moment and recognize the reality of it, I think in a way, I agree with Robert Kennedy's cautioning to Black people and to all people not to respond with anger and hatred and division, but instead with understanding. But I think that needs to go both ways, and that especially white people need to recognize how powerful they are and how their responses to potential anger are just as important as anything in the debate. You know, having compassion for other people's pain. I think you can look at the gun violence protests as an opportunity right now for Americans to really reckon with the violence that Black communities have faced since America was born, and to recognize the pain that now many white Americans are feeling and speaking out about is the pain of Black Americans that has gone silenced and continued for a very long time. So on that note, I think some historical remembrance is important, but make sure you do your work. Do your work in the present. And talk to people.
Have conversations, because just something that's been just repeatedly found in group psychology is that when you identify with a group, you know, competitive and competent outgroups or people that are not inside your group, you become more aggressive towards. And sometimes, you know, there's been neural correlates that have shown that, like, you kind of lose a sense of your own moral compass and when you're in groups, and you kind of identify more with, like, the goals of the group. And this is just something we find across all groups. And so just keep that in mind. And conversations, it's interesting because conversations defy those rules of group psychology that cause groups to become more aggressive, because they're inherently more intimate, and they're also inherently more one-on-one. I mean, even in group conversations, you're still acknowledging and directing, like, your thoughts towards specifically other people, and gaining insight into how other people think and similarities across people. So conversations like we're having now, and in a way, we're having a conversation with you, listening, and that's a good way to start, kind of just thinking about these issues and what you can kind of do in these, like, large scale problems.
Yeah,
On
that note, if you're listening and you care to call in and share maybe an experience over the last 2 years that has drawn you out of yourself and drawn you out of your normal routine, what political issue has called to you that you've started taking action in a new way in? How have you become more of a citizen of the world around you and less a citizen of yourself and the dramas within which you find yourself internally or in your immediate personal circles? How have you gotten outside of yourself and taken a look at what's going on for other people? Anyway, I wonder if we could lighten the mood a little bit. play
something
some
lighter.
Music. Otherwise, DJ Happy Tear Wipe is going to have to wipe some not so happy tears.
I might become DJ Just Tears.
A newly soggy taco.
That's my sad.
Not to make this a personal emotional experience, but just, you know, let's keep things fresh. I wonder if we could get into some Freddie Scott.
Freddie Scott. Okay, yeah, let's we'll put on some Freddie Scott. Personally, I don't know who that is, but always, one of my favorite things about, like, hosting this radio show is coming to the studio and just, like, finding a new favorite song or, you know, a new artist to investigate.
Yeah, for those of us who aren't familiar, Freddie Scott, he's one of the great gospel R&B musicians who came out of Providence, Rhode Island. Not exactly the hotbed of R&B, but hotbed for something.
Hotbed for culinary experience. I would definitely say.
Hold on, just a minute.
We got a caller. Okay, we're gonna hold that food for thought there, and take this call. Maybe someone is responding to our question on how they something that they did to help focus on being a better citizen or getting outside of yourself. Okay, rescinding that. There is no one on the line. the light is still flashing for the phone.
Hello?
We're gonna give them 1 second. See who this mysterious caller is. Maybe they're pranking us. Okay, I've been getting really into, like, let's see, what do I want to talk about next? To our caller, yes, please speak up when you're on the line. Try calling again, actually. We're waiting for your call. And stay on the line, and we'll see if this works. Oh, okay, well.
We're going to go ahead and play some Freddie Scott.
Everything.
And anybody who's familiar with Mr. Biz Markie will know that.
Ooh, I knew that one. I was like, you got what I need. I was singing along to that. Okay, so that was not an original by Biz Markie.
No, it was certainly not an original by Biz Markie.
I knew it was too good to be true.
Yep, unfortunately, that's the way it go. But we got...
Really, another, that is the way it goes.
We got another caller on the line. If you want to go ahead and put some music on.
Okay, we're still trying to contact our call or someone phoning in. But until we figure that out, I'll just throw on another song here. So that was You Got What I Need, Freddie Scott, the first one. Okay. Yeah. So we're going to put on a song by Broken Social Scene next. There we go.
Looks just like the sun. Looks just like you. Looks just like the sun. Looks just like it, but it looks just like the sun. Looks just like it, but I'm breathing, thinking wrong. Heart is pounding in his chest, reaches suddenly for his gun. Ship is sailing in the west, a flower that could be his fun. On his head, weary red split open eyes. I'm on the corner thinking about my bed. Ain't just stand still and signify.
Beautiful. Yeah, that was Looks Just Like the Sun by Broken Social Scene.
Reminds me of She Takes Like a Woman, but She Breaks Just Like a Little Girl. Billy Joel, classic. Billy Joel, the first musician I ever cried over. At least to memory. I think it was Piano Man. And I don't think I was actually crying. Well, I don't think I was actually crying over the music. I think one of the cleaning ladies who would come by every so often threw away my copy of the Piano Man that I was trying to use to teach myself on piano. And it was so cool. It was this like folded up black thing. It had all the music in it. And she tossed it. So, June...
Wait, really it was like sheet music?
That. Yeah, it was sheet music.
Oh, you were learning piano?
Yeah, I was trying to learn, you know?
Nice. Oh, wow. That's a great... I think that the first song, or like some of the music that I first remember being more emotional rather than my like All-American Rejects phase, which... and my... I used to listen to the Pirates of the Caribbean soundtrack. This was like before I really knew what music sharing websites were, but I think I remember my brother showing me For Emma, and of course... that album just crushes your heart, and I think that I cried a lot when listening to we had what's the main song in that
For Emma. Let's see what else you have. The one,
oh, like the most popular song is what I'm thinking
of,
but I can't.
Skinny Love is what,
Skinny Love
about.
Is what I'm talking about. Okay, yeah, but
yeah, they have like a Blood Bank. No, that's on it's on the next album. Blood Bank comes a little bit later, but
For Emma is also just like a good one too. But I associate
also we want to apologize
tears.
To the caller who has been trying to get in touch with us. For some reason the phone companies are protesting our radio show today, apparently. Something's going on with the technology.
Thank you for like continuing to try to call
so
us
much.
You called a couple times, and really what curious. I would say is if you're
send
free again next week, or send an email. Yeah, yeah. An email to to
WMFO. No, let me see. Yeah, you could send us an email.
You could tune in next week. We're gonna be on the same hour.
Maybe,
1
hold,
to 2
hold that
Wednesday.
Thought, and we'll ask you if you're still on the air or if you're still interested in sharing with us. We'd be delighted to hear from you. Seriously, personally speaking, at least. We do have one request coming out of left field. As if today were Friday. The song's called Fry Dog by
Dungan.
Dungan.
All right, Dungan, let's see what you got. Oops.
There is another man.
thank you.
Because the last six or seven notes that just played there on the piano, bum ba dum bum 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 ba da 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 da, they are a very popular little hook in. I'm trying to think of. It's not Dr. Dre. Man, gotta help me out here. It's it's like one of the best hip hop songs. Anyway,
I'm
it's a good reference. And also, one of my close friends who is incredible at the piano incorporates that into a pirate theme. So, inspiration is everywhere, and sometimes it has similar characters and is just waiting for the right body to collide with. Anyway, want to greet some of our new listeners. We just had a few listeners sign on, so greetings to those. I feel today the winds of fate are blowing the girls of Wait a Minute into Western Pennsylvania in a strange sort of way. So hopefully everybody out there is enjoying themselves, enjoying the music. We got just a couple minutes here, and want to basically sign off. Thank you for a reflective show. Was not expecting this today, but I feel newly energized to go out and see what I can do to make the world a little bit of a better place today. I think we're gonna
thanks guys. This is DJ Tears. Getting a little more angsty today, reflecting on my past and also thinking a little bit about the future in a productive way, hopefully.
Ooh, yeah, that hits close.
A
little too